miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Christmas?
Yes.
It's November 6th. It's not too far away, really, when you think about it. It's over a month away. But this is the time when you can start to get excited because Halloween's finished and now's the time to really get into the Christmas spirit by purchasing trees, decorations, perhaps lights for your house. And it's never too early to start purchasing presents, is it, really?
Mm.
Have you started yet?
I haven't yet, to be honest. I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking for a few months. I just haven't bought anything.
You've also put like a little bit of a ban on this show when it comes to Christmas stuffs.
Did I?
Yes.
Well, my memory's not the best. What did I put a ban? Yes, I put a ban on that. I don't forget that. I thought you meant something else.
So this song.
Pull it down. Down it goes.
Let me explain what the song
is. I will
walk
out of the studio.
All I Want for Christmas for You is You. Sorry, Bob. You love it.
I do love the song.
All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey, right? You have put a ban on this song because I'm not allowed to play it till November 25th in its entirety, right?
Correct. Pull it down now.
Yeah, I'm just putting it in context for our listeners. They can barely hear that.
I can hear it.
Now, November 25th, there's a problem with this date, right, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Saturday.
Okay,
we're not here
no,
on a Saturday.
Then you wait to the Monday. We've had this discussion.
No, so what we're going to do is we're actually going to play it on the...
And actually, I'm not
here on the Friday either.
No, we're not playing it on the Thursday.
So
we're doing
it... Thursday the 23rd,
I'm
going to
walk out of the studio.
We have to bring it 2 days
I am
forward.
Going to walk
here
out of the studio
the
right now.
Here is the official countdown for Mariah Carey in full, All I'm for Christmas in You, in...
15.
Days. Took me all morning through that production.
Nope. You need to
17
up that because it's not 17 days.
So 23rd in full.
No, I said the 25th.
Let's open it to the listeners right now. 13, 12, 16. Do we play All I Want for Christmas Is You in full on the 23rd or the 26th? Before the date or after the date?
I think this is the most trivial call we've ever asked for.
13, 12, 16, you have the final say. Do we play it on the 23rd of November or do we play it in full on the 26th of November? When do you want to hear it? Lisa,
hey,
when should we play All I Want for Christmas Is You? Earlier or later?
Earlier the better.
No,
yes,
Lisa.
You
don't want to ruin the Christmas spirit.
You can never get enough too much, Mariah.
Yes.
You can never get enough too much Christmas.
Yes, like, Lisa. Now, have you finished all your shopping yet?
I have almost finished, yeah. I'm one of those early June, July.
I was going to say, do you use those sales that they bring out?
Yeah, smart though.
Sometimes, but it's more just I shop for myself in December. I don't shop for anybody else.
Now,
nice.
Lisa, let's talk Christmas tree. When does that go up?
Oh, my husband is a killjoy like
Claire. Yes.
So, the 1st of December.
Well, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
I was told it's bad luck to put it up before
the 1st
of December or the end of November.
Well, I saw a Snapchat. Some Christmas lights house have already gone up too already.
Okay.
Get ready for the festive
I went
period.
To Sydney 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Christmas
everywhere.
Lights everywhere.
Yep. Love it. Lisa, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Lisa.
No worries, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. So we're playing on the
23rd. No, hang on. Okay. I will make you a deal. If you can hold off till the 26th.
Yes.
There is a brand new Lego set that is out just in time for Christmas.
What is it? I probably already know about it.
A Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar.
It is a Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar.
If you can hold off until the 26th, you can have this Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar.
You're going to buy me the Star Wars calendar?
Yes.
Oh, wow. See, this is interesting.
See, the Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar basically is every day in December, you get another little piece to put together.
Okay.
They've got a Star Wars one which has Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
Sitting on a like a little skateboard, surfboard, I don't know, something.
Oh, are you talking about BB-8?
I don't know.
The little round figure?
Yeah, that's BB-8. BB-8.
Claire,
I'm going to try not to talk about these things. I don't know.
The problem with this is that's for me, right? That's not for the people, and that's why we do this show, is for the people. This song is for the people.
Hang on, Dane, are you saying you're willing to give up a set of Lego for free for the people?
Yep. I'm willing. You know what? We are playing it on the 23rd. I've given that up. That took all the strength in my body to say no, thank you. That was good play, by the way, Missy. Well done. Very well done. It was the inspirational hit of 2017 on Channel 9. It was called This Time Next Year, and it's back again for 2018. And the best news is, Claire, it takes ordinary people who want to change their lives in a year, and then we get that instant transformation. Joining us right now, we've got the executive producer of This Time Next Year. His name is Stephen Peters. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, good. Now, what, for those who may not have seen This Time Next Year, what is it all about?
Well, what we do is we follow everyday Australians who make a pledge to transform their lives or to do something they've always wanted to do or to find a long-lost relative or whatever it might be or overcome a phobia. And they come into the studio with Carl Stefanovic, our host, and they say, this time next year, I will do this. And then through the magic of television and smoke and mirrors, we have a bit of a chat. They walk off through one door and then Carl walks across the set and then they walk back through a door next to that literally seconds later. But a year has passed. And what we've done is actually followed them on and off during the year. So they come back completely transformed and usually they've done what they set out to do. And then we have a chat to them, but then we look at some video of the different things, the highlights of the year that was. So what's exciting is that it literally takes 10 seconds or so for Carl to walk from one side to the other, and there they come out with the magic of editing looking completely different. So it's a very exciting concept.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty special. Now, did you have a favourite transformation or a favourite item from this year that you really would like? This is awesome.
Yeah, we had a few, you know. The Kleenex tissue budget for our show is pretty huge. Amongst the crew who are hardened TV people, they're very involved in some of these stories because they're, you know, incredibly powerful. There was a woman who had an accident and she had a spinal cord injury, and basically the doctor said, listen, you might be able to walk, but highly unlikely, you know, the damage is too bad. So she came out in a wheelchair and then literally came out a year later with crutches, but she was upright and she was walking all by herself. And that was just incredibly inspiring.
That's amazing.
I think it brought the audience to their feet in applause. And there was another really special one, a young girl who had a dreadful birthmark on her face, and it literally covered half her face, was this red sort of blotch. And as you can imagine, for a 17-year-old girl, incredibly confronting.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting special sort of surgery and skin grafts, and she came back a year later with the most perfect skin, with a smile, you know, as big as the great outdoors. She was beaming because she was a new person, you know.
It's giving me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Goosebumps just thinking about it.
Well, it's very inspiring stuff. But what happened last year, of course, is most of our stories ended up coming from sort of Sydney and Melbourne. And we're really keen to find more regional stories because quite often they were some of the more interesting ones. I think we had three kids who were one of them was the youngest whip cracker in Australia to enter a competition. But also we found a lot of the regional stories, country people tend to wear their hearts on their sleeves a little bit more and don't worry about things as much and don't worry about saying things, and they're very open and honest. And so we're really keen to find some good regional stories this year.
So you are looking for local talent at the moment from Griffith, Narrandera, from all these regions around here.
Absolutely.
What age bracket are we talking as well?
Any age group. We've had young kids last year. I think the youngest was 7, a little boy who's was the youngest member of Mensa. So his IQ was something like 140, and his pledge was to read 1,000 books by this time next year, which he then went and did.
Jeez.
A little smart aleck, but anyway, it was really great. And then we've had people, in fact, we're talking to an old chap right now. He's in regional Victoria, and he's retired, but for some bizarre reason, at the age of 80, he wants to have 2,000 chickens and open a chicken farm.
Yep.
You know,
yep. That's what you do when you turn 80.
Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted to do. So, no, age is no barrier whatsoever.
Fantastic.
So what people need to do if they think they've got something that they, you know, really want to achieve it, and maybe having the pressure of a national primetime TV show following you is just the kick up the bum you need to actually do it. They can go to our website, which is just thistimenextyear.com.au, and there's a very simple application form, and they can fill that out and put photos of themselves and talk about what they want to do, and they can even upload a little video if they want to.
Oh, wonderful.
But what we do is we just follow them. So they've got to understand we're not sort of like a Make-A-Wish foundation. We will help them along the way. You know, we might point them in the right direction for specialists or whatever it might be if it's a health-related pledge. But generally, it needs to be something that they desperately want to do that, like I said, with the help of a TV show and that extra pressure, they will actually do it.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Right. A great initiative, a fantastic show. Good question. What would you do, Claire?
What would you do?
Oh,
Claire?
You know what?
This time next year, I will.
Yes.
What?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many different things that I could choose from, to
this
be honest.
This time next year, own I will be a millionaire.
Own a house, I think.
Own a house is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a few people wanting to do that. And, of course, the next question is, well, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Because obviously we want to have as many of these pledges come, you know, happen and come through. Not all of them do, I should say. We actually had a few people that we brought back and who didn't succeed.
Yeah.
But the journey was a strong enough story as well to feature in the show.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Another year of This Time Next Year. Thanks so much to Stephen Peters, the executive producer of This Time Next Year. That website, again, to get involved, thistimenextyear.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for your time.